Now, have you heard about this drama involving a bloke at Walleye Creek who has a neighbour's house being built so close he can lean over his balcony and touch it? Darren Miller has got a five-storey apartment block being built 30 centimetres from his own balcony. It's forced him and his wife to move out. Darren Miller is on the line. Darren, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the picture of this thing.
It is quite unbelievable, isn't it? It's something you don't expect to see nowadays in Australia.
You can reach out and touch it.
I can. It is literally two handspans away, about 28 centimetres to be exact.
What's the background of this thing?
Originally, it was some single-storey houses there. It was very, very nice. A couple of years ago, a DA was put in. We looked at the DA. We put in some submissions against it because we thought, wow, that looks like it's going to be a little close on the drawings. Work started a couple of months ago. They excavated. Then they put some scaffolding up, and again, we thought, wow, that's really close, but surely they can't be building that close. It must just be something to do with the building process. And then we came home one day, and there was this concrete slab, basically, level with the top of our balcony, 28 centimetres away.
You then said, hey, hang on a minute, what's going on here?
We did. We basically panicked straight away. Didn't know what had gone wrong. Started, going back what we'd done over, thinking about everything, looking at the original DA plan, thinking, how did we miss this? How did this happen? But because of the process, it had already been approved. The building company started working. There was very little we could do. So I went public with it, basically.
You've had to move out.
We have, yeah. Unfortunately, because it's a construction site, there's a lot of workmen there. It's about 3 metres away from our bedroom window. So the wife was enjoying opening the curtains in the morning. And there's a bunch of gentlemen there working, of course, you know, doing their job as they're supposed to, but only a couple of metres away.
Has Rockdale Council admitted they made a mistake here?
They basically blamed everybody else. The mayor today in a meeting said it's not us. It's the original planner. It's the original builder. It's the certifier. It's the JRPP, the Joint Regional Planning Panel. It's everybody but them, basically. So they very effectively ruled out of any responsibility for this.
I mean, there should have been dozens of people along the way, including the people who laid the slab, saying, hang on a minute, there must be something wrong here because we're 30 centimetres away from that house next door.
Well, that's true. I mean, I can't blame the builders. I mean, their job is to build to the plan.
Sure. No. I'm not suggesting it's the blokes who have put the slab down who are responsible. That's why I say dozens of people, starting with the council who approved the thing.
Well, that's it. I mean, today the mayor put a nice drawing up in the meeting saying that there should be some 1.5-metre planter boxes on our balcony, which there isn't apparently, so that's a major problem. And then on 28 centimetres away, there's going to be some more planter boxes, 1.5 metres tall with some plants in it, and that is the solution.
All right. Well, I reckon there's probably a case for compensation here. Is that where this is headed?
We would like to hope so, but we're not holding out any hope. We'll seek legal advice in regards to this. Our main hope is that everyone else learns from this and no one else goes through what we're going through.
Well, you've got a decent attitude about the whole thing, considering what you've gone through. I'd be livid, I've got to tell you. Thanks for coming on the program, Darren.
You're welcome, Ben. Thank you very much.
Darren Miller, just 30 centimetres away, he can reach out on his own balcony and touch the building next door. Unbelievable.